got a lot to get to on this episode of Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. It's Monday here at the NovaCare Complex, and I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. The Eagles had a 10-10-10 practice on Monday morning. What does that mean? Well, it was an opportunity to run through plays for the offense and for the defense and for the special teams. We don't talk about the special teams at all until the preseason starts, do we?
Of course not. Yeah. There's some big battles there.
There's some big battles
there.
Kicker
is very, very important there this season.
And so I predict that the kickoff game will be back in the NFL better than ever, more kickoff returns than ever. Teams are not going to kick the ball into the end zone and have it set up the 25-yard line.
This is your torch. I've
been talking about that the entire spring. Is anybody out there listening? I don't think so. Anyway, today we've got to talk about the offense because Frank Reich met the media, Sam Bradford met the media, and the topic was wide receivers. We've been talking about it all since 1999 when Andy Reid came to town and won a lot with some lesser receivers like Todd Pinkston, like James Thrash, like Freddie Mitchell. And then not until T.O. came to town did the Eagles break through and reach the Super Bowl. Well, offensive coordinator Frank Reich meeting the media on Monday morning, talking about the wide receivers and mentioning last year's number one pick, Nelson Agholor, and what he's shown thus far in camp.
It's still early, but it's good. I mean, everybody's got the receiver group has a lot of energy. One of the things you look for in a receiver group is an unselfishness. I mean, because that's the way you get better. There's only one ball, and there's three, four guys going out for a route. So we want to be able to evaluate every play all the time, whether the ball's coming to them or not. And I've always found over the years that you can get a lot out of evaluation, even in a short period of time. And I want to see an unselfishness just in their attitude and kind of pulling for the other guys and excitement and energy. And then there's always that part of the evaluation process is, can you run all day? Can you run all day and can you go when you're tired? So that's what we're in the process of getting into right now. I think there is something too that, you see that in receivers. And I think a lot of that is just the confidence and the game slows down. And those two go hand in hand. So we've said it all off season, that's our expectation of Nelson. One thing that does pop up on the film, even just in a couple practices here with the pads on, he's got a quickness off the line of scrimmage. He has some vertical speed to challenge you deep, and he just has very good footwork. And in this league, you have to be able to beat press coverage. You have to beat press coverage. And he has a natural ability to get off the line versus press, and he's got to be able to use that to his advantage to help our team.
And that is offensive coordinator Frank Reich, and we are here to talk about the wide receiver position. One that, Chris, I think it's fair to say lacks a true number one receiver, but there are some candidates that can do a lot of different things in this, what I believe will be a versatile Eagles offense.
Certainly. You mentioned Terrell Owens earlier, and there may not be a T.O., but I think it's going to be harder for defenses to game plan for this offense because of the fact you don't know who is going to get the football. Jordan Matthews offers a lot out of the slot, even though you'll see him at times on the outside. Chris Givens, added in free agency, provides a little bit of speed on the outside, a home run threat. The Eagles want him to be a better receiver on the inside so they can move him more around the formation. You have Josh Huff entering his third NFL season. He's someone that they're trying to get the ball in his hands on jet sweeps and bubble screens because he can do a lot of damage with the ball in his hands. And then Rube Randall, he's been a proven playmaker in the NFL, and I think he was a little hurt that he only received a one-year deal in free agency, and I think he has something to prove here. So this offense, this wide receiver group, may not have the quote-unquote true number one, but I think it has a lot to offer as you're game planning against defense this season, Dave.
And then there is Nelson Agholor, the number one draft pick in 2015. A disappointing rookie season, a high ankle sprain, just 23 receptions. It has not really been a smooth ride for Nelson Agholor, but he's shown some flashes here in this training camp and has actually been quite consistent catching the football. Quarterback Sam Bradford talked about Agholor, about what he's brought to the table and the chemistry that they are developing in year two together.
We've all seen Nelson's physical abilities. I mean, he's explosive. He's got a lot of quick twitch. He separates at the line. He separates at the top. I'm sure you could ask him, but, I could imagine, anytime you're a young player, it doesn't matter what position you're playing, I think there's still part of that process where, you're thinking a lot. And I think, you know, as he gets older, you know, as he gets more experience, as he sees more looks from defenses, you know, I think a lot of that will probably be cut out, and he'll go out there and he'll just naturally react to things. And I think, you know, hopefully he can start doing that. But, you know, I think he's shown some flashes and he's made some plays where, you know, he could really help us this year.
So what can we expect from Aguilar in year number two? Well, when the Eagles drafted him in the first round of last year's draft, they talked about how explosive he was with the football in his hands after the reception. We didn't see a lot of that last year. We've seen more of it, I think, Chris, in this training camp.
No question. To me, Dave, the biggest thing is I think we've been spoiled by how some rookie wide receivers have performed around the NFL. You look at Jordan Matthews and his first two NFL seasons. Typically, wide receivers need that year to mature, to get acclimated to the speed of the NFL and adjusted to opposing defense and what they're going to present. I really like the addition of wide receivers coach Greg Lewis and what he's instilling in this group. I just like the offense that Doug Peterson and Frank Reich are bringing. I think you're going to see the players move around the formation more, a wider variety of routes, so defenses can't key in on what the receivers are going to do when they're out there on the field. So I think from maturing in terms of his performance as well as the offense, I think big things can be expected for Aguilar in year two.
I think the theme for the wide receivers is competition. Everything is open at this point. No starting jobs guaranteed, although I would certainly say that Jordan Matthews, the leading candidate and the most productive, the most accomplished receiver as an Eagle among this group. So we'll see. Got to be consistent, got to catch the football, got to be reliable. We've got a bit of ways to go here in the month of August as the Eagles tune it up for the September 11th opener against Cleveland. We've got more to get to here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit about a new feature that we have. It's called The Journey. It's something you're not going to want to miss.
Love me tender.
We can like many, but we can love only a precious few. Because it is for those precious few that you have to be willing to do so very much. But you don't have to do it alone. Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
One discovery sparks another, lighting the way for amazing achievements at Jefferson's Vicki and Jack Farber Institute for Neuroscience. With our brightest minds focused on yours, we are pioneering new hope to prevent, treat, and cure brain and spine disorders. From the nation's first brain tumor removal to the region's first neuroscience hospital, look to us for breakthroughs that are light years ahead.
Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, we are back here at the NovaCare Complex. And, you know, training camp is a wild ride, whether you're a rookie, whether you're a veteran. And we're going to chronicle it here in the series that we call The Journey, which debuts right now, featuring quarterback Carson Wentz and defensive back Blake Countess, two rookies trying to navigate their way through some foreign land.
It all starts today. Camp is upon us.
Fantastic to see the Eagles back. Training camp back. The birds trying to get ready for the season.
Oh, my God, right. The changes that this franchise has made since last season. New coach, new GM.
New face, new attitude.
Is this roster better than the roster that ended last season?
I think it is.
I do, too.
Oh, God, it took a long time to get there. But we finally have football, and there's always an optimism.
All right, man, welcome back again. Hey, I hope you guys had a great break. Much needed rest, get away from everybody. Had a chance to relax a little bit, and hopefully you came back ready to go, eager and excited for this 2016, this upcoming season.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Congratulations. So happy to have you.
I've honestly approached things the same way my whole life. You know, it's just take it one day at a time, try and get better every day. You know, block out all the noise. Don't worry about pressure, expectations, this or that. And, you know, at the end of the day, as long as I'm worried about what I can control, things will turn out the way they should.
Oh, absolutely. There's a chip on my shoulder. You know, coming in the situation is a blessing, but, you know, I think of myself more than a sixth rounder, so it's definitely a chip on my shoulder. And I'm just coming in to prove my worth.
In the back end. And my message to these guys too, to the young players, is that special teams becomes a big part of their success, especially early on in their careers.
How do you look at yourself?
I see myself helping the team in every aspect that I can, and that would be on defense and in special teams. So I'm looking forward to that, but I definitely think I'll be a factor on both.
Camp ahead of us. We got a lot of work to put in, and you know, the biggest thing I'm focused on is just helping this team get better and getting myself better, and I can guarantee that whenever my number's called, I'll be ready. I mean, you got to stay focused all the time. You know, it might seem monotonous, but at the same time, we're focusing on something different every day. You know, we're learning something new every day. So for me personally, there's always something to learn and something new. So it's been really positive.
How difficult do you think it will be to have Carson Wentz basically redshirted for his entire rookie year?
Well, we don't know it'll be his entire rookie year. We can't speculate that far out, but going into the season, there's a good chance it starts that way. So, you know, right now we're just going to get Carson as many reps as we can, get him caught up, get him to where he needs to be.
You know, there's just ins and outs of the offense that I'm going on the field and then coming into the meeting room, just talking with the coaches and the other quarterbacks, just little things that I think you can kind of change with how you read things and little progressions that I think I'll continue to learn and get better with that have really showed me some things that have been good.
There you go. Good ball, Sam. See how he hung on the post there a little bit and back shouldered him. Didn't run him right in that safety. There you go. Good. Good. Give it inside a chance, right? Outside, down. Stay low. There. And I'm out. Stay low. That's better, Carson. Much better. Much better. It's a way to stay lower. That's a good move. Good two hands. Much better than yesterday. Much better. Good. Hey, we're out of here. We're out of here. We're out of here.
Everything about camp, just being around the guys all day at the facility, going back to the hotel, being around them as well. It just all, you know, is really positive for the team, creates a lot of good bonding and all those things. So far it's been really good.
This is new for everybody, and we kind of get to know each other a little bit better. You see guys, you conversate and things like that. So it's definitely helpful just because we're all in a new environment.
You know, at times, you know, you gotta think of the end goal, and that's, you know, the games that are approaching, but at the same time, there's so much to learn every single day. You know, we're all in this together, and you can't get occupied thinking too far ahead.
Well, you keep your big picture in mind, but it's all about the little things. You do the little things right and stack the days, then you'll be where you want to be, and I'm a firm believer in that. Just take pride in doing the little things well, and at the end of the day, you'll be where you want to be.
Great stuff there from our Eagles Network crew with The Journey. Can't wait to see future episodes here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. After this quick commercial break here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we're going to offer a quick preview of our one-on-one interview with middle linebacker Jordan Hicks.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot. So my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer, scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, players are off on Tuesday, but we've got a lot in store for you here,
including this one-on-one interview with middle linebacker Jordan Hicks, a revelation in his first year in the NFL. And, of course, he endeared himself to Eagles fans by sacking Tony Romo and giving him that collarbone injury. And later on in the season at Dallas, returning the interception into the end zone for a pick six, one of the team's most prolific playmakers until suffering that season-ending pectoral injury. He is ready to go here in 2016. And here's a quick snippet of our one-on-one interview conducted by our own Alex Smith.
To me, that's my favorite part of the game. Just because, you know, it's so mental. I think I'm a fairly good mental linebacker, you know, somebody who's able to think, put things together quickly, process, you know, what the offense is trying to do and, you know, based off the game plan. And, you know, I think that's my advantage, and I think I do a pretty good job at that. And so, you know, when I get the opportunity to be in that situation, you know, with Coach Schwartz being able to have that type of faith, that type of trust in me, to really put some stuff in my hands to make certain calls at certain times, you know, that's the game, you know, the chess game that I love, playing with the offense and being in that position.
Thank you very much, Jordan, and thank you, Alex. Now you can watch that entire interview on PhiladelphiaEagles.com on Tuesday. And also, last year's third-round pick, we had the journey with first-round pick Carson Wentz and sixth-round pick Blake Countess. That will be available on demand tomorrow on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. It is a player's day off, but there's plenty of content for you to check out on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, including, Dave, your update on some key position battles.
It's a bit early, but we've got a preseason game coming. The pads are on, the tackling will start, and there's some key roster positions to talk about. Offensive line, how about defensive end? How about the place kicker job? We've also got to figure out how it's going to sort itself out at cornerback and at the wide receiver positions. So a lot to think about as training camp gets turned up just a bit in terms of intensity and certainly the physical play in the week ahead.
Any tease into any of those battles?
You got to wait till it's live. There we go. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We're back on Wednesday as the Eagles return to the field at the NovaCare Complex. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.